Many thanks, Ian. Now to our last set of news items, these with a bit of an artistic bent. A Norwich teenager wins a piano playing contest, and we have a music festival at the showground. Norwich is named a creative city, and the Theatre Royal and City College get together to promote creative education. A teenager from Norwich who lost all her fingers to meningitis has been crowned the winner of a Channel 4 television show. Grace Matthews, 19, gave a powerful performance at Birmingham Symphony Hall, earning a standing ovation in the final of the piano. Her win was revealed during the final episode of the show, presented by Claudia Winkleman, when judge and pop star Mika praised her playing. Miss Matthews, who also lost her lower legs as a result of meningitis and meningococcal septicemia at the age of 4, was visibly emotional. "I didn't think that would be the outcome at all, but thank you all so much for coming and watching, and thank you to the best contestants and partners I could ask for," she said. She was shortlisted for the final after being filmed playing at Birmingham's New Street Station. Her mother, Vicky Matthews, said, "We are completely overwhelmed and incredibly proud of Grace. To see how far she's come is something we will never take for granted. So many people have played a part in helping Grace become the young woman she is today, and this moment belongs to all of them too."
A circus-themed music festival has confirmed its return after a sold-out weekend of headline performances. Rock and Roll Circus lit up Earlham Park in Norwich this past weekend with 4 days of live music, drawing thousands of fans. The festival featured a packed schedule of big-name talent and emerging artists, all under its signature Big Top. Madness closed out the festival on Sunday, topping a final day lineup that also included Ocean Colour Scene, The Wailers, The Selector, and David Rodigan. Beyond the music, Earlham Park was transformed with circus entertainment, DJs, street food, bars, and the new Devil's Playground. Organisers have now confirmed the event will return for another run in 2027, from Thursday, August the 19th, to Sunday, August the 22nd.
Norwich has been named as one of the most creative cities in the UK. Research conducted by Affinity, a design site made by Canva, found that Norwich was the 10th most creative city in the country. The study focused on refining data related to career opportunities, education funding, amenities, and the cost of living. More specifically, the report analysed access to space, opportunities, and affordability. Top of the list was Worcester, with Carlisle and Dundee rounding out the top three. Bangor, Salford, Hereford, Derry, Lincoln and Derby made up the rest of the top 10. Norwich was given a creative score of 60 across the metrics, 19 off top spot Worcester with 79. The city is home to many creative institutions, including Norwich University of the Arts, the Sainsbury Centre for Visual Arts, the National Centre for Writing and Norwich Theatre.
A new partnership aims to boost creative industry skills and training opportunities for young people. Norwich Theatre and City College Norwich have signed a memorandum of understanding to deepen their collaboration and support the creative, hospitality and visitor economy sectors. Stephen Wright, Chief Operations Officer and Commercial Director at Norwich Theatre, said, "Norwich Theatre is proud to be deepening our partnership with City College Norwich as we work together to develop the next generation of creative talent for Norfolk. By strengthening the links between education and industry, we're creating a talent pipeline for our region and supporting the continued growth of Norfolk's creative, cultural and visitor economies, while ensuring local employers can access the skilled workforce they need for the future. The partnership will create more practical, skills-based projects for students, including technical theatre, production, hospitality and business. Other opportunities include access to workshops, live projects and shared use of facilities. Both organisations will work together to identify funding and support routes into employment within the creative and hospitality sectors.
North Norfolk Farming Friends is a collaborative initiative showcasing the group's diversification projects, ranging from a maize and a beer shop to pick your own plums and flowers. By working together, they've created a trail to help visitors explore a combined range of seasonal experiences and amazing local produce, which is much broader than they could offer individually. The partnership encompasses Pick Your Own Plums at Leith House Orchards in Burnham Overy, the Norfolk Bottle Shop, home of the Malt Coast Brewery at Brantle Farm near Wells, and opportunities to gather sunflowers at Westgate Farm in Walsingham, peonies at Erpingham House Farm, and dahlias at the Wild Dahlia Co. at Breck Farm in Weybourne. The nice thing about it is that they all promote each other. So, when you get one of these farms, you get given one of the postcards, or you can pick them up locally, and you'll get something free at another farm.
We've come to the end of part one, but you have more news items and a feature coming up in part two with Lorna and Mike, plus, of course, Chris Skinner later on. So with that, we'll say
goodbye
for this week.